Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is almost time to dip into some gridiron gravy. But before we do, Kevin, I just wanted to point out that Sam Darnold has now 44 yards passing and two interceptions.
Yeah, that's what happens when he plays a good team.
Let's go around the entire NFC and leap headfirst into some gridiron gravy.
What is it? Splash.
Leap.
Boing. Splash.
Well, that was just captivating. And we start with, well, potentially bad news for the Cowboys' next opponent that matters, the Minnesota Vikings. Adam Thielen had expressed optimism about playing Washington on Thursday night, but today he was a non-participant in Monday's practice. Since he joined the Vikings in 2000 and, yeah, sorry, Corey. Since he joined the Vikings in 2014, Adam Thielen has not missed a game.
Really?
But it's already looking like maybe not this time.
What's going to happen? I mean, what's the injury again? Is it a
spleen? Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to him.
Man, he's one of those guys. Oh, his hamstring. That's something that I don't know if he'll ever recover from this year.
Oh, yeah. Against the Lions.
Whenever you're dealing with hamstring injuries, man, the soft tissue tears. You're like, okay, I'm good. And then you go out there and you're running and you're like, oh, I don't know, am I? You always feel like you need some sort of wrap to support it. And then all of a sudden, you make that one move. Thielen, I don't think he'll be the same this year. And that stinks for him.
This is, of course, Kirk Cousins' first game against his former team. Las Vegas is not optimistic about how that will go. The Vikings are 16-point favorites. Mm-hmm. So, catch the fever?
A team that couldn't score is all of a sudden just turned the corner and is explosive on offense. And I don't have a clue what changed yet. I'll watch them, though. I'll figure it out.
This could be an issue for a Falcons team that is already just dreadful. They will be hosting the Seahawks this weekend. Matt Ryan sprained his ankle. His status for that game is to be determined. Matt Ryan has started 154 straight games for the Falcons. If he can't play, do you know who his backup is?
Matt Schaub.
Matt Schaub is correct.
I only remember that because whenever like we found out who his backup was, we got shocked. And I think we like all lost our minds.
You can always go home.
Uh-huh.
Because he played there before?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. There's no place.
I thought he was so just disappointed in everything.
How could he be in the NFL still? Didn't he throw six straight weeks? He threw a pick six?
I don't think it was that long, but it was pretty bad.
Hold on. I got to find this out.
I don't think it was six straight weeks, but it was pretty bad.
He was going to change everything in Houston and be awesome, and then he wasn't. Then he couldn't figure out the difference in helmet colors.
In the history of his career, he has 134 touchdowns passing versus 90, which is a far better ratio than Hall of Famer Joe Namath. Did you know in 2009 he led the league in passing?
Yeah, he was good for a stretch there, and then the wheels fell off.
Yeah.
It was an NFL record 4 weeks in a row. Somebody said it was a statistical improbability for somebody to throw 4 weeks in a row a pick six. But Kevin, I don't know what that means when it comes to statistical improbability, but that means like it sounds like it should never happen.
And then that restaurant started the Matt Schaub burger. He got to pick six toppings.
Because of his streak of futility.
Which is still incredibly clever.
If you're Matty Ice, you don't want to come back either, right? Not with the way they're playing.
The way they're playing and see what you can do is you can just kind of be like, oh man, you could have me or you could have Matt Schaub. What do you want?
There's a strong argument to be made. The Falcons are the second worst team in the NFC.
Yeah, they just And what's crazy is their defense. You had this plan with this defense because they have talent. I mean, they got Tack McKinley. They got some talent on that defense, but it is not playing well. It doesn't play like it's supposed to within the what their defensive coordinator should be doing.
Does Dan Quinn make it through the rest of the season?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
I do think whenever it comes to mathematically being eliminated from the playoffs, that's when you'll see the decisions made. Once teams are mathematically eliminated, decisions will be made.
Well, I'll argue he has 3 weeks left then, because here are your next three games. Versus the Seahawks, at the Saints, at the Panthers. Those all sound like losses to me. That's a team that at that point would be 1-9.
Because then you're rebuilding, right?
Yep.
If you're moving on from the coach, you're rebuilding. You're probably, I mean, you still have a contract with Matt Ryan, but you're moving on from that guy. So I think, and then what are you doing? You're giving yourself enough time to say, okay, new coach, plan, and idea about what you want to do as far as scouting for the next year and the draft and how you're going to be able to get the picks that you need.
Holy freaking moly. If they try to ditch out after this season, the dead cap is about $63 million on Matt Ryan.
So you're going to be stuck with him for a minute.
But, like, he hasn't played poor. Like, he's consistently putting up pretty good stats and pretty good play.
You know, I'm not here to argue he's the problem. My argument would be if you tore the if you did the rebuild and tore it to the ground, you would, like, start to try to move off of some of the older players, too, because he's already 34. But, oh, my God. Well, I guess that's not going to happen anytime soon. The most viable option they might have to get out of that deal is after the 2021 season, when your dead cap will only be $17 million. Still a lot. Think of all the players. We're going to stick with that team for just a second. Think of all the players in the NFC. This guy would be pretty high up on my list of people not to start a fight with. Devontae Freeman was ejected from Sunday's game after throwing a punch at Aaron Donald.
Why would you...
It's frustration, Colby.
I know.
You're frustrated. You swing at things.
Yeah, but you have a better plan than that. Let's see. Am I going to fight this guy or the guy that looks like the living version of the Juggernaut from X-Men? I think I'm going to fight whoever else besides that guy.
He still had his helmet on, too.
I don't know if you remember Dak and Malcolm Jenkins getting into a little
feud
at the end of the game there. That was. I don't think Dak needed to do that. It was.
Oh no, that was
kind
awesome.
Of uncalled for.
That was awesome.
It was unnecessary.
No, that was great.
He was trying to walk, and Dak got all upset. I don't know, man.
I think
these football players get all worked up.
That was
stuff.
Amazing.
But yeah, don't try and hit Aaron Donald.
By the way,
try and hit Malcolm Jenkins because you're bigger than him.
Fun fact about Aaron Donald: he's on pace to have his third straight season of forcing or recovering 6 fumbles.
Forcing or recovering?
Yeah.
He does all the things, man.
That's pretty sweet.
He's so good.
He is so good. Don't start a fight with him.
Going back to what you said about Dak.
What?
The Eagles players should not be talking any kind of mess in order to get into that thing because at the scoreboard.
He just stood up. And then Dak stood up and got in his face.
Because
he was trying to walk over him.
That's my quarterback.
Yeah, you don't walk over somebody that... No,
That was tackled. You're just trying to walk off. That's all he's doing.
Whatever.
Show out. Guys, if you're going to pick on somebody, do what the Saints did. Pick on 5'6" Tariq Cohen. So there's an amazing video out in the world if you haven't seen it. So the Saints went on a tear of scoring 27 straight points. They were losing to the Bears 10-9. Then all of a sudden they were up 36-10. And so there's this moment where Tariq Cohen is walking back in from out of bounds. And a couple of the Saints players start pointing at him, and then one of them starts almost miming, tapping him on the top of the head, and then like kind of putting his hand over him like he's measuring how tall Tariq Cohen is. Well, in case you weren't sure, he's 5'6", and that is, of course, now trending. that the 5'6" Tariq Cohen is in fact 5'6".
Did you see Barstool Sports was the one that tweeted that video out of Cohen?
Oh.
And they said Saints out here calling Tariq Cohen short to his face. This is worse than Bounty Gate. Well, Tariq Cohen then replied, "This tweet is so stupid. Y'all act like I don't know that I'm short."
That's fair. But then again, having an idea of what the world knows and expects from you was a theme in yesterday's game. The Bears lost, and their head coach, Matt Nagy, about running the ball more. Quote, "I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot. I realize that. I totally understand that. We need to run the ball. I never go into a game saying I want to throw the ball 54 times. I would love to go into a game and say I want to run the ball 54 times, but that just hasn't happened. So this is what I have to answer."
Yeah, I mean, you really can't throw the ball that many times when you have a quarterback like that. You know, it's just a guy that was picked too high, and he's just not that good at the quarterback. He can't throw. He's scared to throw. He is afraid to throw the football.
Do you know how many times they ran the ball in the game?
10.
7.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing that I don't understand. The game was tight at halftime. It was 12-10. Yeah, think about that real quick. Mm. New Orleans was in another 12-10 game because 1 point more would have been super boring. So it was 12-10 at the half, and the Bears had run the ball 5 times. And then the second half, they ran the ball twice. Twice.
From the 903, could have had Aaron Donald in the draft, Jerry. Cough, cough. He didn't pass up on him. He got picked before.
One pick before.
Yeah. Right. And the phones didn't work. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Steven was furious. He was trying to trade up and the phones wouldn't work. We got Zach Martin. I can't be that mad. He's the best guard in the league.
Would you rather have him or Aaron Donald?
Oof. Zach Martin.
I am good with Zach Martin as the consolation prize. I'm perfectly fine.
what a great way to answer that. You, my friend, need to go into politics.
Oh, I know a lot.
Guys.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Sometimes people run it even less than 7 times a game. I take it to David Johnson, who carried the ball once. And that was the end of his day.
Mm.
So he had been suffering from all kinds of injuries, his knee, his back, his ankle.
His knee and his back.
Mm-hmm. So he carried the ball one time. That was a wrap for him for the day. And now the Cardinals are trying out Jay Ajayi. I haven't actually
heard
anything.
Edmonds had a pretty good game.
He had like 126 yards or something like that. Yeah, you know, he was totally good. And he had 3 touchdowns. David Johnson had a robust 2 yards on the one carry.
Impressive.
But they immediately brought in Jay Ajayi, as we talk about all the time, from Frisco ISD.
That's a body. I think Edmonds will get the bulk of the carries, and Jay Ajayi will be a backup scenario because they're like, hey, we can't have Kyler being the only running back we have.
I still don't understand why we keep putting out this narrative. Ron Rivera says that Kyle Allen will start again this week as Cam Newton continues with his rehab. Doesn't want to put any pressure on him. Pressure on him for what?
There shouldn't be any pressure
on
him.
Yeah, when he was there, they were 0-2. Since he's gone, they're 4-0. What's the pressure? Hey, hurry up and come back. So what will happen?
Well, you remember Romo's situation whenever he hurried up and came back?
Yeah.
And his collarbone broke, and it was a game we needed the catch. Who was that game too, by the way? It was against the Panthers.
Oh.
And he broke his collarbone again, and it was like, okay, now season is officially over, right?
I'm going to say this. I don't think that Kyle Allen should be replaced anyway, but if they win this week, he definitely shouldn't be replaced because they're playing the 49ers.
Who don't give up points.
Yes, and it's on the road at the 49ers, who are one of only 2 undefeated teams and the only undefeated team in the NFC. If you win that game, Cam Newton can come back whenever the hell he wants, and I don't think it should matter.
Because that means your team is better, right?
Yes.
It means it's the team effort rather than just the quarterback.
And by the way,
and that team looked poor. It wasn't Cam. It just looked like a poor team.
Yeah, and if you win that game, all of a sudden, you're 5-2,
now,
and you look like one of the best, if not the best team in the NFC if you beat the 49ers.
Let me ask you a question. What do you do if Cam comes back and you lose?
Oh, you lose with Kyle Allen?
No, you lose with Cam.
I mean, I'm already looking at the moves you're going to make with Cam Newton in the offseason.
Really?
Yeah.
So you bring him back. Now you're immediately, you lose the game with Cam Newton as your starter and you go back to Kyle Allen?
No. I want to make this very clear. I'm looking at the moves I can make with him now, regardless of what he comes back and does. If you can get somewhat similar quarterback play for what you're paying Cam Newton, let's do that. Because after this year, the dead cap on him is $2
million. Not bad.
And his salary is, I think, about $21 million. No way in hell Kyle Allen's making anything like that.
Until you have to pay him.
Right.
But just so we're clear, you don't think Kyle Allen is like the answer at quarterback?
No. Okay. No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, If all things are equal...
And why are you trying to push Kyle Allen on everybody, Kevin? I don't understand this, man.
You wouldn't think that. He left my school, just like all the quarterbacks do. But I'm saying, if your quarterback play is, like, close-ish, I'm going to go with the one that's way, way cheaper.
But you'd have to have him play. You'd have to have Cam play again because you wouldn't know the last time we saw him,
sure,
he was injured.
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm thinking
about it. I'm not, like, pulling the trigger now. But I've already had these discussions, and we're already thinking about
all of
this.
Hey, so if we bring Cam back and we lose a game, we got to cut bait.
I'm telling you, I'm running the two quarterback game.
I love the two quarterback game.
Pushing that for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick for you, the Bucs announced that defensive tackle Terry Beckner had been suspended 4 games for violating the NFL's performance-enhancing substance policy. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This might be the segment I've most looked forward to all night. Coming up next, I want to know what the people think. 877-881-1053. Does the hot seat now cool down for Garrett? We'll discuss next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How long will the hot seat be on Jason Garrett? 877-881-1053. Will it ever actually cool down? This is a coach that last week was being blamed for everything. The week before was being blamed for everything. If you listened to 105.3 The Fan during the week last week, all of the conversations, all the interviews, when it came to Jerry, even when it came to Steven and Jason himself, were, hey, what are you doing wrong? What is it that you're doing wrong? And the frustration was boiling over with, well, we just got to execute. And to the point where even Jerry Jones got a little tense with Skin in the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a blast, to be honest. It's weird because we got to take this stuff seriously, right, as Cowboys fans. But to be honest, when you sit back and say, hey, what is entertaining? It was, man, especially when Sunday night came and the Cowboys were able to do what they did. That was thoroughly entertaining. But 877-881-1053, does the hot seat cool down for Jason Garrett? A, after what just happened on Sunday night, or B, at all for the rest of the season?
So I was really curious about this to get the people's thoughts and get y'all's thoughts, because I had an interaction with a fan of the show, Cody. He said, why did they have to win? I want Garrett gone. I really don't like feeling like I have to cheer against them, but Jerry is wrong on this. He's not alone. Like, he is, like, much like we talked about with the people that we felt like were rooting for Dak to fail or whatever. I definitely think that there are people who are not enjoying this Cowboys win or Cowboys wins in general as much as they should, because they don't want Garrett here and they think more wins equals more Garrett.
I understand what they're feeling. You know, I've heard this too. And my only explanation is I don't believe that the the seat is less hot for Jason Garrett in the star right now than it was, you know, after losing three games. Because I don't think you find the off switch to turn the heat off of that chair. I don't think it exists until you make it to the playoffs. And then I don't think you're able to turn it off until the divisional round. I think that unless you go, he goes farther than he's ever done in the playoffs, I don't think Jason Garrett is the head coach next season if he doesn't make it there. No matter what happens this season, if whatever excuse happens, I don't think that he's next year's coach unless he gets to that game and, or, you know, wins it, lose it, what he has to make it to that game.
Yeah. And Kevin, you say this all the time, and I think Colby's right, and that's where I'm headed with this. You're always saying, as a fan, I can overreact in any way I want.
Yes.
As a player, as a coach, those guys have to, they have to keep it week to week. And I do think, I still believe that owner Jerry Jones has a big picture image. Look, Kevin, you love symmetry. It'll be 10 years, right, for Garrett?
Yeah.
So if it's going to be 10 full seasons there, all right, that's a good time to say I gave you that long. Not many coaches get that opportunity.
I think it would be 9.5 for him, but I understand your point nonetheless.
So you're sitting there in your 10th, in your 10th season, and you didn't get what the goal we wanted accomplished. Ooh. And that was you had 10 years to win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And I know it's tough, but you had 10 years to do that one thing. And in the final season of your contract, the guys, as much as they loved you, they couldn't transcend what they needed to become a Super Bowl champion. So I am going to have to move on. I don't see anything. Again, I'll use mathematical elimination. If that was to happen at some point this season, which it won't, because that's not what Jason Garrett does. He stays just out of elimination from the playoffs, just close enough. If, though, that was to happen, that's when you would see Jerry Jones say, I am moving on. I will not let you finish this season. But right now, Jerry Jones is happy that Jason Garrett won, but I don't think that the seat's any less warm than it was, because as Colby said, he has to reach a goal. And Kevin, you pointed this out a number of times already. That goal is to get to the NFC Championship game.
Correct.
That's what I feel like Jerry said, because he said, we've gotten to this stage before. We got to take it further. Now, was it just getting to the NFC Championship game? Or was it getting, was Jerry saying Super Bowl?
Me personally, I think it's, you just get there, and I think he's probably good.
Why do people want him gone so bad?
Mediocrity.
Yeah.
From the 972, I want him gone so bad that I secretly want them to lose. Yeah, that's right. Right in line with that.
I think mediocrity for sure, but I also think unfulfilled potential is a big part of that. Like,
you didn't get Romo a Super Bowl.
Exactly. And Romo is my springboard for this. Like, you know,
DeMarcus Ware won with somebody else.
Yeah. And my argument, of course, would be like, that's part of the reason you didn't win is because of Romo. But a lot of people say, like, the reason you didn't win is because of Garrett. And they look back at 16 and 18 and say, that was the team. You didn't win because of Garrett. And so they think, like, it seems like people think you win in spite of Garrett and not because of Garrett. And they think if he's gone, then you still have enough time with these players and with all the cap money you're going to have that
you're able to bring in a guy that's going to change the philosophy.
Exactly.
And but I guess the other question, too, is if Jason Garrett was to get replaced. And it's really weird to be talking about that after a win. Like, he just beat the Eagles.
I think it is a great question, though, and that's why I was really curious what people would say.
From what I'm seeing on the fan text, 877-881-1053, I don't think that anybody that was on the fence or anybody that was really close to turning on Jason Garrett has changed their mind back to, all right, everything's fine, right? I think that everybody's kind of in the same boat still of, look, there's so much work that has to be done.
Yeah.
From the 469, if Garrett's system, why Cowboys did bad, not the play calling. Oh, it's Garrett's system. That's why. It's Garrett's system. Sorry, my eyes are messed up, guys.
Okay.
Why? I thought you nailed that
one. Right. Man, that was some perfect reading.
Was Garrett the reason we didn't win in 2014? Now Dez caught it.
No, but see, like, that's the thing. I think a lot of people would argue, like, maybe you found yourself in that position when people thought you were definitely the best team because of that. Sure, was it that one play that everything boiled down to? But people will say, like, it shouldn't have.
Because of clock management. And some people have seen, we've lost multiple games due to his clock management.
Exactly. So when you ask, why do people want Garrett gone? Because of so many things. Because, first of all, they don't think he particularly does anything right. And one of the things that it's so ironic that this would come up right now is they just flashed Jason Garrett's face on the NFL Network. And then you factor that in with, like, one of his primary duties is to get the team prepared and clock management. You don't think he does well with clock management. I don't think he does well with clock management. And there are plenty of times with the penalties that you feel like that's him not having the team ready to go.
It's pretty much my thoughts in a nutshell was going back to last season and seeing the talent that the Cowboys had going into the playoffs on both sides of the football, what I thought was, you know, pretty good, well put together team. And I thought to myself, you trade coaches with anybody else that's in the playoffs. Anybody else that's in the playoffs. You trade coaches. That's it. And all of a sudden now it's not just if they make it. You're almost thinking when they make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's your coach, man.
Man, I don't know if y'all are interested in this at all right now, but I did find a list. Are you interested in the list real quick, Kevin?
Sure. Then we can go back to some of the – there's a lot of feedback.
No, not that kind of list. Not that kind of list. There were on DallasCowboys.com, they have a list of 12 players that shined in Sunday night's game. Jalen Smith is number 12. Jordan Lewis, number 11. Jason Witten, number 10. Jason Witten had a hell of a game. Do you give credit to Jason Garrett for getting Jason Witten back into this fold?
No.
Or do you say, you know what, that's just the old stagnant Jason Garrett that is what he is and the reason that this Cowboys offense isn't able to evolve?
No, I thought that was all Jason Witten's decision. I don't think anyone's going to convince him of anything besides himself.
That second half, or right there at the end of the second half, at the end of the second half, Jason Witten essentially got you close enough to get a field goal late, though, and that's something else that you didn't have trust in last year. Lyle Collins, that's good. He was back and doing what he was doing so that he could be one of those guys. Byron Jones at number 8.
Oh.
Did anybody feel like Byron Jones was huge in the game?
Or yeah. No.
I thought it was huge that Byron Jones didn't tear his ACL when Xavier Woods almost flipped him over after that interception. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Because Byron Jones just flew in there and, like, kind of tried to jump on top of him, and he almost got caught in his shoulder, and I was like, oh, my God, what is this?
He's a ninja, though. But you know what? Impressive. I guess that's the thing, too, though, is they didn't really throw it Byron Jones. Because
something to be said for that.
You just don't like to throw his way. Cheeto also had that one play in the end zone on Alshon Jeffrey that he swatted down. Kerry Hyder at number 7. Malik Collins at 6, who's been non-existent for 3 weeks. Amari Cooper did his thing. Brett Maher at number 4. And I know Kevin's a huge fan of the fact that Garrett keeps Maher around. Number 3,
just
Dak.
Just wish we would have been 2 yards further back for that.
Number 2, DeMarcus Lawrence. And the number 1 Cowboy, Ezekiel Elliott. Because Jason Garrett loves to run the football.
Fascinating.
Isn't that right? I mean, that's they were run on first
he
down.
He does.
They get 111 yards.
From the 217, nothing has changed. Jason Garrett, the egomaniac, tried to take over the team, and it showed. From the 817, I want him gone because I can't forgive him for getting Romo out of town. I know we've discussed that. From the 4-6, from the 217 again, we've lost multiple games due to clock management. And a couple of people have said, essentially it all boils down to what Colby said about the mediocrity theory. You had Dak, you had Romo, you've had quarterbacks that are good, you've had teams that have been good around him, and you never get past the same spot. And to me, it's the thing about this is the longest running Cowboys coach ever that hasn't won a Super Bowl. And there's something to be said for that. If you're just accepting that you're never going to be as good as you once were, and that's, you know, there's probably an argument that can be made for that. But that's when you stick with a coach like Garrett, when you're just accepting that you're never going to be as good as you used to be in the NFL. And the Patriots pass you by, and the Steelers pass you by, and who knows if the 49ers are going to go back and pass you by again. And that's what it seems like you're accepting when you stick with Garrett.
972, he isn't the reason we beat the Eagles.
There's nothing that's going to change that. I'll tell you right now.
Right? Like, okay.
You go win the Super Bowl, then nothing's going to change that.
It was Kellen Moore?
Yeah, people are going to say you won in spite. Like, your talent was so good in 14 and 16 and 18, but Garrett could still screw that up. Then in 19, your talent was so overwhelming that he couldn't screw that up. I don't believe that. For the record, if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, I'm all about giving Jason Garrett a contract extension.
Damn right.
Because I know that this combination of things works, and I want to keep going with it. But you know as well as I do, there's a group of people, and I think Dak is in the exact same boat with a lot of people. It matters not what the outcome is. You will not get people that will give credit to Dak or Garrett if they win.
What was the big argument for Dak like early on last year? He can't throw for more than 270 yards, right?
Yeah.
Like there was a specific number that everybody went off on. Well, here you go, Kevin. That was an argument about his stats, right? About how his stats weren't good enough from the 214. Dak needs to go. Statistically, he's good, but it does not translate on the field unless the defense plays bend, not break against him. So he's in the same boat with Jason Garrett, where it doesn't matter what he does, good or bad, unless Dak could win a Super Bowl, it would change, right?
I don't think so. I really don't. Because you know that the Super Bowl would be something like this. The Cowboys would win 14-13 or something like that because of a pick six, and people would be like, oh, you didn't win it because of Dak and blah, 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 blah. Like, you almost wish you won that 49-48 Super Bowl.
Right.
And you're like, what are you going to say now? Dak had 5 touchdowns and was the MVP. But I think just because of the way sports arguments work, that's not what's destined to happen here. You would win the Super Bowl in a defensive battle. And same thing with Garrett. People made up their minds years ago. They think that Dak is not good, and they think that Garrett is a poor coach. No outcome is going to change that.
For the record, somebody said Garrett is a fine coach if you want to make the Super Bowl or if you want to make the playoffs but not win the Super Bowl. And then somebody said if y'all want the coach gone but you want to lose, come on. I don't want to lose. Really don't.
I just said I would make that deal. I would absolutely keep Garrett for years and years and years and years if it meant we won the Super Bowl.
I think this person wants him gone, though, because he's redheaded and they don't like gingers. So that's one of their reasons for wanting him.
One of the greatest metal bands out there.
That's fair.
they do have souls.
Based on what?
Based on everybody has a soul. You have a soul. We all have souls, right?
Religion?
I got 2 on my shoes.
Oh, my God. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Admit It. 877-881-1053. Do you believe everybody has a soul? And other things that you can admit next right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Bill Dickinson's Group of Dealerships. You can find them online. That's DallasTruckWorld.com, Mesquite Mitsubishi at MyMitsu.com, and of course, there's always Southwest Kia at SouthwestKia.com.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. In a moment, you can admit it. And I have something that I think I might have to admit that I'm just coming to this revelation, and it's quite frightening. But before we get into that.
This is the last Star Wars movie of the Skywalkers. I'm with you, man. Sad.
This Saturday, I want everybody to join me and the rest of the station, and I guess my co-host and Colby and Reggie as well.
I'll be there.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to be there.
After that thing, though, that you just said, I'm not really excited. But yes, we will all be out there at Texas Live for Fanniversary, and it's going to be a party. We're throwing a big party. We've invited some really special guests for you guys to hang out with, including ourselves and maybe Kevin. But yes,
I will be there.
We'll see.
Charles
Haley, if you like the way that Jalen Smith played in the last game, because he was pretty good, man.
Yeah.
He was really good.
He was doing stuff.
If you like that, then he's going to be out there hanging out with us. I would like to, and I hope we get the opportunity to interview everybody, Kevin. I would like to be the group that gets to interview Jalen Smith so we can rekindle our friendship of Diagonal Cut Burgers.
That was magical.
It was an amazing day. But it's going to be a big old party. Ed Belfour is going to be there. I want to talk to him about his whiskey. We got all sorts of questions for the day.
Do you have any other questions for Ed Belfour?
No, I just want to ask him. I want to ask Craig Ludwig about signing autographs for Brett Hull.
Yes!
So it's just going to be an awesome day. Chris Woodward's going to be there, and a very special Rangers baseball player.
We still can't say who that is.
I haven't talked to the person in charge of that yet.
Okay.
But right now, it's time for this. I'll admit it, everybody. And go ahead and 877-881-1053. You have a deep, dark secret. Go ahead and admit your things. I think I'm talking myself into signing Amari Cooper over Dak at the moment. Not instead of, because I would like to. I would like to find a way to sign both. But I think Dak is great. But because Amari is on the field, it opens up the field for other guys. It opens up space for other players out on the field. And I think that Dak without Amari is not a good quarterback. Not as good of a quarterback as he actually is with Amari.
Oh, you're saying having better weapons make you a better player?
Yes. I also feel like I can find a bunch of quarterbacks that can throw the ball to Amari Cooper.
Oh.
So I feel like I might be able to get a guy that can do that and have Amari doing his thing. It's like dirt being on the court, man. It just opens up space for everybody else. So I'll admit it. I think I might be in Amari's corner on this one whenever it comes to negotiations. But I totally understand everybody else's look on Dak.
Well,
totally get it.
I'll admit it. I see a lot of the logic that you just threw out there, but also understand how hard it is to find the right quarterback for your team.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the most difficult things to do, to think that you can just go into any draft and pick up, you know, somebody again along the same, you know, round that you picked up Dak Prescott, and that's just going to be the guy. I've noticed too many failures, and you've got a couple of them that are going to be XFL stars because you thought they might be good, but they're not really that good, and maybe they don't even really know how to throw a football.
Yeah, and Derek Carr is getting paid $25 million to fail, and he couldn't make it work with Amari.
I really thought he was going to be good there.
So that's the other thing, too. Maybe we just have to admit that Dak and Amari might be a pairing. You might have to purchase those together, and there may not be any other option.
Well, the good news is it's looking like he'll have more than $90 million in salary cap space. So
why is that?
He'll afford that.
How?
If the salary cap goes up to $199 million.
Do you know that already, Kevin?
Looks like that's going to be what happens.
In your face, Colby. We can get both of them, just like I told you.
I mean, I thought we were going to get both of them before. Yeah. I knew that the
feels like we're all on the same page on this. No need to call anybody out from the 940. I'll admit it. I laugh like an idiot at the I have two soles on my shoes joke.
Appreciate that.
I want to hear more about this from the 214. They'll admit it. They had sex with another teacher in their classroom. Oh, my.
What? Why?
I really hope you sanitized.
What? Like what?
That's your first worry?
Yes. Kids are, they're Petri dishes. They're walking Petri dishes. You're sick.
You're
sick
false.
Now.
Yeah. No lies detected here. Kids are dirty. They just are.
Like if one kid at school gets sick, everybody's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And You did the horizontal hokey pokey on that?
That's a thing. I don't understand every pandemic movie that's ever come out has had like some adult coughing or whatever. What a bunch of nonsense. The pandemic is going to start at a daycare.
That pandemic?
Or a Mother's Day out or something like that. And we're all going to die because those kids' germs are horrible.
Well, they're not horrible. It's just kids have no immunities.
Horrible.
Yet.
And they don't wash their hands.
They don't have immunities yet. So they get, you know, a little cold or a little bug. Our immunity system is built up and capable of fighting it off and not transferring it.
Nothing can ever hurt me.
What do you,
Reggie, do you need to admit that it's possible you're a germaphobe? The way we talk sometimes about getting clean, Reggie thinks that no one else is clean. I'm afraid he's going to turn into a Howard Hughes situation where you're going to stay locked up in your apartment with your 4K TVs, collecting all your fingernails and toenails and peeing in a jar.
I don't think I need to admit this because I don't take it to an extreme. Like, I'm not cleaning off everything I touch. However, like, when I go to the bathroom, I will wash my hands. I don't think that that's unreasonable. I think basic hygiene.
Is it a power move to collect your fingernails and toenails and have them burn so that your enemies can never have anything of yours?
Ooh.
Pardon?
That makes you sound crazy.
And also, it's probably going to stink up your place pretty good. I don't know what burning toenails smell like, but it can't be good. It just can't be good.
From the 972, I'll admit it. I always look at my poop before I flush. I absolutely do that too.
Most people do that, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's a health check.
You know what you left behind, right?
Yeah.
Has there been times where you've seen it and you're like, oh,
not enough?
That can't be good.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of times.
Plenty?
Yeah, earlier today.
What?
I'm like, ugh. Jeez. From the 469. I'll admit it, I take 7 bathroom breaks a day at work since they took away one of our personal holidays.
Wow. Yeah, you're slowly but surely going to get it back from the company. Man, I respect that.
From the 940, I'll admit it, sometimes I get stoned just so I don't have to deal with coworkers until they leave, and then I'm alone on my overnight shift. I don't deal with people how you deal with people, man.
You start tripping out then if you're all by yourself?
No, you're just, I mean, if he's just stoned, he's just, you know, looking up at the stars or looking at his hands or something. Or, man, have you seen my feet? They can do cool things like this.
It's when you hear that one sound that you weren't supposed to hear and you're like, hold on, what was that? That's the cops. It's clearly the cops.
Oh, man. Okay. Then I'll.
They're here. They're raiding me.
I'll admit it, when I was a kid, when I was in high school, the movie When a Stranger Calls scared the crap out of me and almost forced me to break my home phone. So if you've never seen it, it's a terrible movie. It's like an hour and a half setup for just one primary thing. This girl comes over and she's babysitting, and then the phone rings and it's like, have you checked the children? And she's like, oh, that was weird. Hangs up the phone, just kind of moves about her day.
Why didn't she go check the children right then?
She did not, for the record.
That seems like the perfect time to go check on the kids.
She was a terrible babysitter. So he keeps calling back, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. Have you checked the children? And then, like, he calls back again. Why haven't you checked the children? And she's like, all right, if you wanted to scare me, you accomplish your task. And he goes, that's not what I want. She goes, what do you want? And he goes, your blood all over me. It's so freaking creepy. Damn it. That's disgusting. So I was at home watching. I mean, if it was going to be any of us, I think we'd agree, probably me. So I was at home watching that movie all by myself. And then, like, after he said that, the phone rang again. And right when the phone rang, my phone rang in my room. And I go, oh, my God. And, like, I threw the phone into the wall and broke it. And so I had to explain to my mom that I was like, I was watching this movie and it scared me. And it was the thing where, like, the phone still kind of worked because you could hear someone go, hello? But, like, I couldn't pick up anything to talk to them. That movie scared the crap out of me.
It's a terrible movie.
It is a terrible movie.
From the 214, I'll admit it, I wanted Luka to beat the brakes off that rookie from the Clippers when he stepped up to him. Ooh, did you see that moment?
I did not.
So Luka had the ball, and I guess the play had been called dead, and the rookie from the Clippers snatched the ball out of his hands, and Luka got all up in his face. Nothing went beyond that, but Luka does not like when you snatch the ball out of his hands. He's not a fan of that.
972, I'll admit it, I worked 14 hours today and made $819 as a contractor. Can't tell if it was worth it. Kevin, a little help. What do you normally make? Because that's like $58, $59 an hour. So if that's higher than your base rate, yes?
He's a contractor, so this doesn't really have a base rate.
Okay, but there's not like an average that you're like, well, over the span of blah, 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 I usually make about.
You may look at like, you every couple of weeks how many jobs you get done, but you try and not work as many hours as that because that's the beauty of being a contractor. You can get it done. You're not paid by the hour.
Okay.
So just move, and it makes it feel like you made more money. And, of course, somebody had to bring this up from the 817. It's one of my favorite new rhymes I found. Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's the reason why I poop on company time.
Is that your...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm very down with that philosophy.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
And somebody's mad at Kevin. Spoiler alert, bro!
Okay, that movie came out like 30 years ago.
I'm just hearing about it.
And 30. Of course, they remade it.
A different version of it.
No, they remade it. The version I'm talking about was like the old 80s version. Okay. Right. Then they made a sequel, When a Stranger Calls Again. That movie's even worse, except because I'd never seen this in a movie before. That girl, that same babysitter, he's still stalking her. They didn't catch him in the first one. They're in a hospital, and all of a sudden they pan by this hospital wall, and all of a sudden these two eyeballs pop open because he painted himself to look like the wall. I was like, holy crap! Rest of the movie's terrible.
How did he paint himself to look like the wall?
It was amazing.
No. I refuse.
Rambo did that. Remember, he's covered in all the mud and stuff and let everybody pass by.
That's understandable, being covered in mud. But if you're standing up next to a wall and somebody like walks past the wall, they're going to see the bump of your body off the wall. They're not going to be like, hey.
Not everybody's looking for body bumps. Okay, Corey?
Oh, what? The 972, if you work 14 hours and made $1,800, that's more than $100 an hour. Hashtag Kevin's math. Hashtag you need to listen better, because I stopped and said, excuse me, $814. Boom. Just saying.
From the 682, I worked 14 hours and made $160. F that contract guy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Is that like $11 an hour? Was that Reggie? Did Reggie text that in?
I mean, I didn't, but I could have.
Insinuating Reggie makes up to $11 an hour.
Almost also positive he makes less than that. I don't know what he makes in Dick's Sporting Goods or that other place that he works.
Hey, here's your business. It's out there.
Definitely said too much.
Here's your dude. Man, let's.
I'll admit it.
Talk about you.
Reggie, I'm sorry for admitting too much about your personal life that I really shouldn't have. Let's see. What can I say about myself? I have a kid out of wedlock. I was also arrested as a child for shoplifting. So really, I'm a terrible source of information because I'm a bad person.
I live a very glamorous life.
A girl once changed clothes in front of him because she didn't think that he would take advantage of the opportunity.
She did, and she said, don't look, I don't have cute panties on today. At which point, I really didn't realize that means she wanted to say what's up, and I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't.
Colby, how do you feel about that?
Idiots! You dumb idiots!
She went on to do great things in the world.
You're in her.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is she the president? No.
Hold up. Who do you think is the president right now? Because you're making bold accusations one way or another. I just want to know if you think somebody else won the election, if you think we have transgendered president. Like, I just want to know which direction you're going. Are you looking up countries with female presidents right now?
Who's that chick I'm voting for? What's her name?
I don't know.
She's from Hawaii.
I'm guessing. Oh, that was actually what I was going to guess.
Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah. But that's not funnier when that's actually what he was looking for.
Is that the one from Texas?
No, Tulsi's from Hawaii.
Yeah, wasn't she just accused by the person that Corey might have thought was the president of what? A Russian agent?
Yep.
Yeah, there's weird things happening.
You gotta watch the video that she did about that.
Oh.
About how, yeah. There's, never mind.
You sure? Because I don't think we do.
Don't.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
What the hell just happened?
Okay, from the 430. No, Kevin, tell us something we don't know. That's not fair. All right. I'll admit it. When I was in high school, we played games mostly at Williams Stadium and HBJ Stadium. God, I hope my mom's not listening. I don't know if she knows this story. So at HBJ Stadium, it's in a bowl, you know? And so I thought one day when going to stadium practice for band, it would be really cool to gun it at the edge and just see how far my car would go. It is probably a miracle I'm here right now, because this was like within my first or second year of driving, and I absolutely did. And that car was like, it was terrifying. It was super fun.
Please tell me at least while it was in the air, you went.
I did not.
Okay, well, you failed.
I guess I could have lied.
Yeah.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we go around the NFC East featuring terrible halves, terrible teammates, and complete losers. Next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.